Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Friday, September 23rd, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. A lot of people have been emailing us about the show lately. It's been slow uploading and so forth. Well, we talked to our server today, figured out what the problem is. It's actually good news. We have so many viewers now that we're completely maxed out on our bandwidth. So what we're going to do here is we have to sign a few papers, but hopefully by early next week, this problem will be resolved. Mm-hmm. We're going to get more bandwidth,
right.
So it'll be easier for everyone to get on at the same time. And what they said is there's just such a high flow of traffic onto this site now watching the show that we've maxed out.
So if you have trouble watching the show till the bandwidth increase goes into effect, then just try back again in a little while. And in the mornings, it seems to be going just fine.
Yeah, we get up at 3:30 every morning, and then there's no problem whatsoever. And I was thinking about this today, is why are there so many people tuning in to Wing TV? Well, obviously, a lot of people want to know the truth. But also, there's a lot of people, I think, that are finally getting sick and tired of the constant fear-mongering on some of these other shows. They're getting sick and tired of the constant sensationalism, and we're going to talk about that a little
bit
later.
But not only that, we handed out a zillion flyers and business cards at Ground Zero.
Yeah, and then there was the Village Voice article, and this proves that activism works. Also, people are sick and tired of a lot of these shows becoming nothing but a long, extended infomercial where it's just buy, buy, buy. And finally, I think they're tired of shows that they just sit there, the hosts, and they read articles verbatim off the internet. And I know that this happens because we've done it. We're listening to shows, and they'll start reading an article. I'll find it on the internet, and I'll read out loud along as the host is, too. And needless to say,
it's pretty funny when he does that.
And it's very boring to listen to, just to hear somebody read stories for an hour or 2 hours straight. And you wouldn't believe how many emails we get from people that say, you know what, all of those things you just mentioned, I never noticed it before until you started pointing it out.
It makes me think they can't do a show unless they have a script to read from. We don't use a script. We take a few notes and we just go for it.
But see,
maybe more people should try to do that.
Yeah, I mean, people are seeing that they don't want any more the fear-mongering, the sensationalism, the infomercial. And we just thank you out there for not only tuning into Wing TV, but spreading the word and telling other people about it.
Speaking of thank you, one of our banners did arrive yesterday, and we owe a giant thanks to Kevin Groves of Evansville, Indiana, who made this banner for
us.
It's
huge.
It's huge. I can only show, like, a tiny bit of it.
Well, look at that.
It's just incredible.
Yeah. It's 14 feet long, and our old one was made out of poster paper, so it was taped and crinkled.
This one's vinyl.
It's vinyl.
We can use it forever.
Yeah.
And we thank you, Kevin. You've done a great service to the whole country.
Right, and we're also getting another banner from Rick up at MIT.
Right.
So we're going to use all these when we start doing our local protests. And also, we received a lot of great feedback about Russ Diamond, who was on our show yesterday. He founded something called PA Clean Sweep, which says that they want to vote out every single incumbent during next year's midterm elections. And we're going to go to Russ's rally on Monday in the state capital of Harrisburg, showing you yet again that if we want to affect change, we have to get off our asses from out behind the computers and get out into the world and do something.
Here's the info on that. Monday, September 26th, 12 to 6 p.m., they will have booths or tables out at 9 a.m. on the west steps of the Pennsylvania State Capitol Building in Harrisburg. For more information, you can go to pacleansweep.com.
Right. And as I said, and we can't wait to see Russ Diamond down there. We can't say enough good things about
him. Right, we weren't even going to go to that one because we were just going to be getting back from D.C. Saturday night, but Victor is the king of spontaneous thought, so.
So we're going to D.C. on Saturday, that's tomorrow, and people are saying that there could be upwards of 100,000 people surrounding the White House. There's supposed to be not only Answers anti-war rally, but a few different Republican or pro-war groups that want to rally. They said this could possibly be the biggest anti-war rally since the Vietnam War. And anybody that has a chance, go out there, be there at the White House. I know we're going to be.
Right.
And then when we come back Monday, our Monday show is going to be devoted to this rally in D.C. Then on Tuesday, we're going to have Jim Tucker on. We finally cemented that interview. And
did you change your mind about the Sunday show?
Well, we're going to tape our show Sunday and then air it on Monday.
Okay.
And then while we're in Harrisburg, that show will be on. And then Tuesday, we're going to do Jim Tucker. So it's a whirlwind here. And like Lisa said, a lot of this is very spontaneous. But we like to practice what we preach, and we're getting out there in the world and spreading the word.
And we certainly can't go all the way to D.C. and miss the rally in our own state where we live. So.
Exactly. Now, I know Lisa also wants to say a few words about Michael Corbin, who's doing exactly what we urge every talk show host out there to do.
Well, we did an interview with Sam and Trish Brinton of the Information Corner last week, and right before we began our interview, we heard the tail end of Michael Corbin's show, and he was calling urgently for people to activism. And I had never heard the sound of urgency in his voice like I did that day, and it really stayed with me. And that was one of the first things we talked about when we did begin our interview with the Britons, because the sound of Michael Corbin's voice, if that wasn't enough to chill you to the bone, the seriousness, the urgency.
Yeah.
So we really strongly implore you, get out there. Take an hour, take 2 hours, take a few hours, but get out there.
And also, think about something over the weekend. Think about how much time a lot of these radio show hosts spend on selling stuff,
right.
buy, or how much time they spend making you afraid.
Right, and Michael Corbin and Sam and Trish Brinton are a few of a very few radio show hosts that actually get out and engage in activism themselves. So they're setting a perfect example.
Yeah, and we can't just stress that enough, is if all of this time that the other hosts used making you afraid or selling stuff was spent on urging everyone to get out there, like the Oklahoma City rally. If everyone would have done it, or Ground Zero, or D.C., think how we would be such a force that no one would be able to stop us. But these other hosts just are content to make you afraid and sell stuff, and that's not good enough, at least by our standards.
And you do make an impact at these things, because Victor and I have stood alone, just the two of us, and have made an impact. We've stopped traffic on a 4-lane road before just two of us. You can make a difference. You can.
Now, since we're talking about begging for money, one of the worst out there is a guy named William Rivers Pitt. He runs a site called truthout.org, and every single month, for a week straight at least, he begs and begs and begs people for money. He sends out these emails, and every single month, I send him an email right back, and this is typical. I sent this a few days ago. I said, William, quit begging for money every month. Do you know how pathetic you look? Do you have absolutely no self-respect whatsoever? To what depths will you go to humiliate yourself? Grow up. Victor Thorne, Wing
now,
TV.
Now, Victor sent him pretty much this same email every single month.
For a year.
And why doesn't he just take you off his mailing list? Do you think you're going to change your mind?
But, I mean, it's so pathetic the way he begs. And if you could read what he says to the people on his email list, it's like, I've never seen any person with less self-respect.
He told you to.
So anyway, here's what he said. He responded to this one. He says, "Oh, I know. It's a shame. Someday, if we try, you can notice the
dripping with sarcasm.
He says, "Someday, if we try really hard, we'll be as big as Wing TV." Sigh. F off. So that's all he has to say for himself, is telling me to F off. Well, real good, William. You know, go back and hold your tin cup on it. It's
now
pathetic.
We know what to get him for Christmas.
Yeah. Also on the radio today, I heard some pundits are saying gasoline might be up to $4 a gallon in 2 weeks. We don't know if it's true, but
what are the odds that two Category 5 hurricanes would hit right in locations, strategic locations, economically significant locations where there are gas refineries and oil platforms consistently, two in a row? And
how often
do we even see a Category 5 hurricane?
Yeah.
As Vinny Sammartino pointed out this morning on APFN. I mean, how often do we get to see a storm of that caliber in a row, two in a row? It's
here in one day,
nature.
When Katrina hit, in one day, gas prices jumped 70 cents. It went 20, 20, 20, and then 30 in one day, one 24-hour span. So,
I think nature's getting a helping hand.
Yeah. Now, Lisa, let's talk about Sherman Skolnick and Tom Flacco.
Where do we even begin? Okay. Was it yesterday? Yeah. Yesterday, we came out and we were talking about this whole...
Well, two days ago.
Boom. Yesterday, they do it again.
The sensationalism.
You know, and one always follows the other. Either you have Skolnick first or Flacco first, and then the other one follows with a follow-up article.
Well, the newest story now
is from Flacco.
Well, first Skolnick came out, and then Flacco. But Barbara Olson found alive.
Not only that, she was arrested.
Yeah.
And she was ID'd, and she was she had counterfeit money, and she had a Vatican passport,
and
a fraudulent one.
Wearing a wig.
Mm-hmm.
A wig.
And she has a new face.
And she had a new face. Now, we hate to say we told you so.
But we told you so.
There's so many people now outright mocking Sherman Skolnick and Tom Flacco and all the rest of these, who the Sasha Fall and Tom Baye. And now, we're also going to say something else. If anybody out there is sending these stories around, this Barbara Olson found alive, if you're sending that around to people in your groups or your email list, you're an idiot. You're an absolute idiot, because you know what Skolnick and Flacco are doing? They're laughing their asses off at you right now, saying, how idiotic can these people be? How much more can we do to show that this stuff is real? It's so absurd. Yet people are still passing it around.
I think it would be kind of cool if they incorporate Disney characters and the Keebler elves in their next tale of fiction. They don't even try to make it believable anymore. Because, first of all, if they pick up this woman, the supposedly unnamed agents, who, of course, refuse to be named.
Never any
As
names.
Always.
Yeah.
They pick her up for supposed counterfeiting violations of the law and a fraudulent Vatican passport, and they had apparently been watching her for quite a while, and the timing was now right.
Mm-hmm.
And so they closed in on her. But no, they don't give you any specifics in these articles. Where is this woman allegedly being
held? Well, how about a photograph?
Yeah. Cough her up, Flacco.
Yeah.
Cough her up.
These two guys are so pathetic, and the stuff that they're doing to you out there. And like Lisa was saying, you can tell the smart people on the internet from the stupid people. Because the smart people, here's an example, someone like Rick Radster. He goes to MIT.
I think you pronounce it Ryder.
Okay. Well, he said, he was talking about this Barbara Olson. He says, next up, is Elvis found chilling with Osama and Atlantis? So the smart people are mocking this.
But there are a lot of gullible, suggestible people who are actually believing this. And you know what? At this point, I really don't care if a bunch of you get angry at me for saying so, but if you believe this nonsense, then you are an idiot.
And I'll even go so far as to say you're even stupider than the people that watch the mainstream news. That's how stupid, because they are absolutely making fools out of you. Now, real quickly, since we talked about mainstream news, we have to talk about this big Bill O'Reilly, Phil Donahue. But real quickly, there's an article on the Wing TV homepage. It's called Activism versus Fear-Mongering. And it opens up with something very peculiar. I start off by saying it's amazing how many people in the freedom movement seem to actually want there to be a police state.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa and I have talked about this quite a bit, that these people are so intent on there being a police state that they want one to be there, so then they can say,
they were right.
I told you so, we were right. And it goes on and on beyond that.
And their fearmonger gurus are right.
Yeah.
The whole point of why these fearmonger gurus and these conspiracy gossip rag columnists like Skolnick have been able to get away with what they've been doing for so long because nobody challenges their information.
Yeah, and guess what? We're here now, and we're challenging all of them. If there's people out there that are laying these heavy doses of fear, this sensationalism, we're coming out here, and we're pointing them out. And if you, likewise, don't go out there and start pointing them out, then you're not part of the solution. You're part of the problem.
How come Skolnick, Jones, Flacco, Sorshafal, none of these people are even picked up by mainstream rags like the National Enquirer?
They should be. Yeah, no, they should be.
They won't even take them.
Yeah. Now, we don't talk about the mainstream media specifically a whole lot, but last night, well, actually yesterday afternoon, I heard this debate between O'Reilly and Donahue. So we watched it last night on TV, and I was talking to someone today, this morning, that watched it, and they agreed. They says, this is so staged that it was incredible that, that people believe this crap. So what it was is, go ahead. Well, Bill O'Reilly brought Phil Donahue on, and they're talking about this anti-war rally in D.C. and Cindy Sheehan. And O'Reilly starts off saying that nobody's allowed on his show if they make accusations without the facts to back them up. And he said, here's an example, that George Bush orchestrated 9/11. Now, I want to make a point here real quickly is George Bush couldn't orchestrate even giving himself an enema. That's how feeble this guy is. So anyone that says Bush did 9/11 right off the bat is doing it wrong.
Right.
Because we never said Bush did it. We said that the government's official version of events is a lie. And then we,
and we
take
do
it
think
from there.
That it is a cabal within our government.
Right.
There's people who know within and outside of the government that worked in collusion.
Right. So
Donahue had some things to say. He said that this war is unconstitutional, it's unfair to the troops, and this this administration, via the war, has turned its back on the Constitution. And he did bring up the point to O'Reilly that you're part of a large, loud group of people who wants to send other people's kids to war.
Yeah, that was a good
And
point.
O'Reilly got his horns twisted over that one.
Yeah. But see, what this all was acceptable political theater. In other words, these are the kind of things that you're allowed to talk about on mainstream media. You're allowed to talk about the war because they know that's very divisive and you have a clearly defined left and right. Now, what they won't talk about is or something that's unacceptable political debate is something like the 9/11 controlled demolition, because when you talk about the war, it's all conceptual or ideological. When you talk about the controlled demolition, it's scientific.
Right. Well, what O'Reilly said was he doesn't allow slander on his show. Well, slander's telling a lie about somebody or something. But we're talking about scientific arguments, so that doesn't constitute slander. And he took umbrage with Phil Donahue saying that you're saying Bush orchestrated 9/11.
Well, what he did was it started. Their acting got pretty good.
Yeah.
And finally, Donahue says, loud isn't right. And then O'Reilly comes back and says, I'll kick you right off this set.
Yeah.
And Donahue replies, he says,
Billy.
He says, Billy, I'm not Jeremy Glick. You can't push me around.
Uh-huh.
And then O'Reilly says, yeah, well, Jeremy Glick said that President Bush orchestrated 9/11.
Now, that's right where Donahue should have corrected him and said, no, a cabal within the government had the orchestration of 9/11.
Or anything to say that 9/11, the way the government...
was a controlled demolition.
...was a ruse, and that's how we could tell right at that moment that the whole thing was phony.
Right, when he didn't say anything.
Because Donahue's a coward, just like Bill O'Reilly's a coward, because Donahue could have went in there and said, you know what, Bill? This whole government story about 9/11 doesn't add up, and Jeremy Glick was right. He might not be right on the specifics about Bush orchestrating it, but it was a controlled demolition, but Donahue said nothing, and that's why we knew the whole thing.
Political theater, and it was a classic, excellent example of political theater.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you should be able to find that somewhere on the internet by now to watch it.
And if you bought into this and thought it was real, well... you know, you got to go back to political theater 101.
Donahue did make another good point. He said that the number of dead troops has doubled in a year, and so has the price of Halliburton's stock.
Right, from $33 a share to $66 a share.
Mm-hmm.
And real quickly, a couple other things before we go today. I was telling Lisa before the show, I was talking to a woman today about 9/11, explained the whole thing. And then I know Vinny Sammartino is going to like this. I finally, when I was all done with my explanation, she says, well, you're entitled to your opinion. And I said, this isn't my opinion.
Right, it's science.
This is physics.
Yeah.
And then she says, listen to this, she says, well, physics can be subjective.
Now, mind you, this is a professor.
A professor of archaeology.
At Penn State University.
At Penn State. So I says, no, I says, physics isn't subjective. I says, you can't change the laws of physics. I said, do you think you can change the laws of gravity? She said, well, you're allowed your opinion. It was like, she says, I won't believe that. It was so incredible.
Needless to say, we're a little behind the eight ball in the reality factor here in State College with Penn State people, but we're working on it.
Yeah. It's
also, I wanted to remind everybody, if you have trouble finding the article archives link, it's on our homepage. If you scroll down the homepage on the right-hand side, right at the end of the very first
article,
there will be a small, bold link that you can click on Read Article Archives here or something similar.
Just click there. It's easy to find.
And thanks to Jeff for reminding me to mention that.
Yeah, our site's not that hard to navigate, so just look around a little bit. And finally, if you have any possibility to be at the White House in Washington, D.C. tomorrow, I think it starts at 11 a.m., goes all day long. There's going to be a host of speakers there. I'd say quite a few well-recognized people.
Cindy Sheehan.
Yeah. We're going to be there with our 14-foot banner. We're going to bring the 9/11 truth to the anti-war crowd.
Right. Somebody has to.
Come out there. If you see us, this is what we look like. We're not afraid to show our faces.
No.
There's a guy that was emailing Lisa today.
The 9/11 researcher.
A 9/11 researcher. And we said, well, instead of us explaining what you want us to talk about, why don't you come on the show? And
I don't know. I've never done radio. I said, it's very casual. Well, but nobody's ever even heard my voice. Can we do it through Yahoo Messenger?
And
no, I'm sorry. We don't do our interviews that way.
So he wanted to come on Wing TV.
He said, but I don't really want my my voice known. I said, listen, I put my face on the real screen every day. People know where I really live. They have my real phone number.
Yeah. You know, these are our real faces.
They see us in person. You have nothing to worry about.
If you're that afraid, if anybody out there is that afraid, you might as well just...
Somebody's been listening to Alex Jones
a little bit too much. So why don't you just go crawl back underneath your bed and wait until Alex comes back on again. I'll tell you what, we're not afraid of anybody or anything. And you can tell by the show, kind of show we do. So folks, if you're around, come down to D.C. tomorrow, say hello to us, hold your signs, pass out flyers, yell.
And as I say at the end of this photo gallery today, don't disturb the peace, disturb the war.
We'll be back on, actually we're going to put our next show up Sunday evening. Mm-hmm. This will be a recount or a going over of what happened in D.C., so make sure you tune in. And thanks for maxing out our bandwidth. That means a lot of you want the truth. We'll be back
keep
then.
Up the great work.
Until then, keep your eyes open because there's a lot going on.
See you on Sunday.